from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in met Saturday afternoon with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un near the two Koreas' heavily militarized border. According to South Korean presidential office, the leaders exchanged views on how to prepare for the North's possible summit with U.S. President Donald Trump. Officials said Moon will announce the outcome of his discussion with Kim Sunday. Trump canceled the planned denuclearization talks with Kim Thursday, then said the next day they could still happen in June as planned. President Trump says American hostage Josh Holt and his wife were released from a Venezuelan jail Saturday. They will land in the U.S. Saturday evening. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Utah Senator Orrin Hatch announced on Twitter that Joshua Holt and his wife have been freed. Holt had been held in the Caracas jail without trial since June 2016 on what he has called trumped-up weapons charges. The 26-year-old had gone to Venezuela to get married after meeting his wife online while looking for Spanish-speaking Mormons to help him improve his language skills. Police arrested Holt during a raid on the public housing complex where the couple lived, saying they'd found an assault rifle and grenades. Holt has denied the charge. President Trump hailed his release as good news, saying in a tweet that he expects to welcome Holt and his family to the White House this evening. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A cyclone more powerful than any previously recorded in southern Oman slammed into the Gulf country and neighboring Yemen on Saturday. The city of Salalah saw nearly 3 years' worth of rainfall in a single day. Officials said the storm killed at least 5 people, while more than 30 people remain missing. This is VOA News.